On Christmas night, God does something completely unexpected. The creator of the universe doesn't come with power or great spectacle, but rather as a child, small enough to be held, vulnerable enough to need care. And in the silence of Bethlehem, heaven touches earth. The shepherds are the first to hear the good news. And you know, they're ordinary people. They're awake in the darkness doing their work. And it's to them that the angels proclaim, "Today a Savior is born for you. Not for the powerful, not for the perfect, but for you." Christmas reminds us that God enters our world exactly where we are. The manger tells us who God is. The manger tells us that. He chooses poverty over privilege, closeness over comfort. He comes not to frighten us with glory, but to draw near to us with love. In Jesus, God speaks a language we can understand because it is the language of human life. This night also speaks to our hearts. Like the inn at Bethlehem, our lives can feel crowded, noisy, full of distractions and all sorts of things to do. Yet God does not wait for perfect conditions in our own lives to come to us. He only asks for room. Room in our hearts, room in our families, room in our daily lives. Scripture scholars tell us that the Greek word for inn, you know, the inn, is kataluma. Some scripture scholars say that's not a really good translation, that a better translation is the place where travelers lodged. Well, sounds kind of the same to me, but anyways, the place where travelers lodged. But here's the interesting thing about St. Luke's gospel. He says that in the first chapter about the inn, but he uses that same word, kataluma, in the 22nd chapter, verse 11. What's that? That's when he tells his disciples to go find a kataluma where they will celebrate Passover. And that's what happens there. The Last Supper takes place along with the institution of what? The Holy Eucharist. And there's the connection between the place where travelers lodged in Bethlehem and the Last Supper. It helps us to understand what is really happening in Bethlehem. God, who becomes man, who will give his life for us and at Calvary and in the Last Supper, is now being placed in a manger to become food for the flock. This is a very powerful and beautiful understanding of the Eucharist. But Christmas is not just about remembering something that happened long ago. It's also about recognizing that God is still coming to us today, bringing light into our darkness, hope into our struggles, and peace into our restless lives. So tonight, let us go with the shepherds to Bethlehem. Let us kneel before the child in his manger. Let us carry this joy with us so that the love born this night may be seen in how we live, how we forgive, and how we love one another. Now there's a little liturgical thing I have to tell you about for the creed. When it's towards the beginning, when I come to the words, "and was by the power of the Holy Spirit was conceived of the Virgin Mary," we're all supposed to genuflect at that time on Christmas night.